Sean's in the news room, literally. He's actually in the quarantine room.
I am.
You're like in the mud room, like you played outside all day.
Mom's like, you stay right there.
You stay right
there. I keep shaking violently all of a sudden and just getting stuff all over the walls.
Don't do it.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, by the way, it's weird being in here. It feels like I'm a mile away from you guys. But
no,
we're on the other side
of
the
room
wall.
Next door, right?
Yeah, it's so weird. But in the news, college campuses are really dealing with a lot going on right now. Plus, whoever heard of Philadelphia? Not Facebook. News is brought to you by Pitbull Tobacco and More. With a professional and knowledgeable staff, you'll get your questions answered and find the products that are right for you. Order online at pitbullsmoke.com for locals by locals. We'll begin in Suffolk on North Main Street, where there's a fire there that has it completely closed off. So traffic cannot make its way through Main Street there in Suffolk. That's just the easy way to tell you right now. Reports from Channel 13 are saying a fire captain has said that the fire is now under control, but they are still out there working on the scene. They've been there since 10 p.m. last night. So apparently the business in question is a place called Carts Unlimited, and I did see reports of a partial collapse, so this could be something that goes on throughout the day. The fire marshal's office will investigate. So far, there is no cause being listed for the fire, what started the whole thing. But avoid the area is what they're asking you to do. It feels relevant to bring this up here. The Virginia Beach Fire Academy is having their graduation ceremony for their next 33 Virginia Beach Fire Department recruits today from classes 14 and 15. They'll be assigned to their duty stations once they've graduated. Thank you to everybody who will become a Virginia Beach firefighter. The ceremony takes place today at the Virginia Beach Convention Center. And by the way, I'm going to send a link over to Rena, because whenever they do this, they start looking for the next class of firefighters. So I'm going to send a link to Rena you can find on the Rumble in the Morning Facebook page about how you could become a Virginia Beach firefighter if you would like to. Seems weird to be talking about fire, though, while, as you said at the top of the show, Rick, it is cold outside.
Yeah, no kidding. Wow.
A frost advisory was actually issued for parts of Hampton Roads last night.
Damn.
Because it is that cold. The advisory goes until 8 a.m. this morning for different areas, including Suffolk and Chesapeake, Isle of Wight County, James City County, and a few other spots,
right.
Including some places in North Carolina. I did love that when I was reading one of the reports on this, they said, if you have any sensitive plants outside, they might not make it. And I was like, well.
Oh, my God. So are we going to have a big plant funeral?
Maybe.
Is that what's happening here?
If there's something that bloomed and is a little too sensitive to cold weather, possibly.
Oh, my God, David, he's gone.
It was Earth Day yesterday.
He was the best.
Oh, man, it was Earth Day. Oh, no.
The best arborvitae I had.
That's the worst time. I have friends who will put their plants outside sometimes.
My hydrangeas.
They've got potted plants that they'll just stick outside occasionally, I guess, for the fresh air and the sun and everything. I really hope they remembered to bring him in last night.
Yeah, well.
Because, they're not good anymore, I'd be willing to bet you. And you have one last chance to make your voices heard on the 2025 Virginia Beach budget. Today, all Virginia Beach residents are invited to attend a public hearing at City Hall about it. It's going to happen at 6 p.m. The budget is a little higher than last year, about 2.77% higher. And some of the major highlights from that include the real estate tax deduction, which would go from 99 to 97 cents. Some people for that, some against it, saying it would put pressure on the taxpayers at the bottom of the bracket that would have to help fund things like the schools and city services. The operating budget proposal also has increased waste management monthly fees. Basically, if you wanted to come get your trash, that's going to go up a little bit. And in addition to that, they have a 3.5% pay increase for employees and school employees. Both city and school employees would get a raise as a result of this.
Yeah, city employees need a raise there because they can't find enough of them.
Yeah,
not wrong. They're having issues staffing up all of these jobs. That's why the trash collection was on and off, and the waste management and stuff were issues. They couldn't find people to do the work. And these are good jobs.
Oh, they're really good jobs. They're really good jobs. They're also the budget would also add employees to a lot of departments as well for different schools. 15 security positions for elementary schools, 14 middle school reading specialists, lots of stuff across the board, EMS, paramedics, firefighters, tons of things. But again, if you want your voice heard on that, 6 p.m. City Hall is where you can go and be a part of that discussion. Today, we get back underway with the first trial of a former United States president in history. A longtime tabloid publisher is expected to tell jurors about his efforts to help former President Donald Trump squash unflattering stories during the 2016 campaign as testimony resumes today in this hush money trial of the former president. David Pecker is the guy we're talking about, the former National Enquirer publisher who prosecutors say worked with Trump and Trump's lawyer Michael Cohen on a what they called catch-and-kill strategy to try and buy up and then bury negative stories during the campaign. The Pecker testified a little bit yesterday, but really he's going to be back on the stand today for the majority of it. And today also prosecutors are expected to tell a judge that former President Trump should be held in contempt over a series of posts that they say violated an earlier gag order. Apparently, he, amongst some of them, he went on to say that Michael Cohen couldn't be trusted and he was a serial perjurer online, which would kind of go against the whole thing. They want him fined $1,000 per post and further penalties against him related to the gag order.
Hey, you know what? He shakes more money than that out of his couch cushions. Come on, man.
I mean, you're not wrong.
No, I'm not wrong.
That's one of the things that, you know, he could look at that and just kind of pay it off as he goes if he wants to.
Yes, yes. Tell me what it is by the insult.
Yeah.
And I'll just leave a check every day at the end of the trial. Stop at the window.
I got to be honest.
Pay my insult fine.
That'd be such a baller move.
He just whips
out the checkbook.
Like the swear jar.
Leaves it open-ended and just goes, here, fill in the amount.
You show me how much. Go ahead.
And we also know that they had a hell of a time trying to get jurors for this to sit in the trial.
Yes.
Everyone that got dismissed, of course, if the news media could get a hold of them, were trying to ask them a million questions.
Right.
Well, for one potential juror in Donald Trump's current trial, she was dismissed. It came as a total surprise to her. She had no idea what she was being considered for. And another thing she now found notable was just what she noticed about former President Donald Trump when she finally saw him up close.
I was shocked. I was sitting 6 feet away. And when I realized that Trump is there, I was like, oh, wow. I couldn't believe it. Everybody was shocked. Everybody was frozen. You know, he looked less orange. I think he looks bored. Like, he wants this to finish and go do his stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks less orange and bored.
Yeah.
That's the big takeaway, is that he wants to be doing other things.
Yeah.
I could imagine he might be doing at least one other thing, like running for president. Columbia University has canceled in-person classes after dozens of protesters were arrested. They've also been arrested at different schools like New York University and Yale, and the gates to Harvard were closed to the public yesterday, as some of the most prestigious U.S. universities have dealt with a lot of rising tensions over the Israel-Hamas war. More than 100 pro-Palestinian demonstrators who'd been camped out on Columbia's Green were arrested last week, and that seemed to kick off a lot of these other ones. At New York University, a group of students swelled up to hundreds of protesters throughout the day yesterday. Tensions remained high at Columbia, where the campus gates were locked to anyone without a school ID, and protests had broken out. Over the coming days, a working group of deans, school administrators, and faculty are trying to come together to find resolutions for these different issues at the universities. In a statement yesterday, Columbia University President Manoush Shafiq said the Middle East conflict is terrible and that she understands that a lot of people are dealing with deep moral distress. But the U.S. House of Republicans from New York have urged her to resign, saying in a letter yesterday that she failed to provide a safe learning environment in recent days and anarchy has engulfed the campus.
Yeesh.
This has been popping up at a lot of schools.
Yeah.
It wasn't just an issue there. I want to say Caltech. Oh, I wish I had written down the name of the school, but I saw they'd actually barricaded themselves in one of the buildings some of the students did over there, which caused them to go to virtual learning for that school as well. So it's becoming a huge issue at different university campuses. The Senate, meanwhile, is returning to Washington to vote on a $95 billion in war aid to Ukraine and Israel. They're taking the final steps in Congress to send the legislation to President Joe Biden's desk after months of delays and internal debate of how involved the United States should be abroad in these different conflicts. The $61 billion for Ukraine comes as Ukraine desperately needs new firepower, and Russian President Vladimir Putin has stepped up his attacks. Soldiers have struggled to hold the front lines as Russia has gained a lot of momentum on the battlefield and forced Ukraine to cede a lot of territory. Moving over to Delta Airlines is raising pay for flight attendants and other non-union workers by 5%. The airline is boosting starting pay for all of its U.S. jobs to at least $19 an hour. Not too shabby.
No, not really.
Delta's CEO announced the pay raises in a memo yesterday to employees. The pay raises come as Delta is bracing for another attempt by a union to represent its flight attendants. They're going back to this. It happens every so often with them. The Association of Flight Attendants hopes to qualify for another vote among Delta cabin crews by year's end. The union president says Delta's huge profits should translate into industry-leading pay and benefits for flight attendants, but they are not. That's their position on it, of course. You have a TSA PreCheck, right, Rumble?
Yeah, actually, I have something called Global Entry, which is it includes TSA PreCheck.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah. Have you ever heard of something called Clear?
Yeah.
Okay, I was unaware of that one until I read the story this morning.
Mm-hmm.
There's another feature similar to that called Clear that lets you skip the line in airports.
Right.
But two state senators in California just introduced a bill to ban Clear from airports in their state. Their argument is that it's just letting wealthier people pay to cut the line. And when you sign up, Clear, they say, records your biomarkers like fingerprints and eye scans. And then for $189 a year,
right,
you get to skip to the first part of the TSA line. A rep for the company escorts you directly to the X-ray machine.
Well, how nice.
Yeah, I think that's pretty nice. They walk you right over.
Yeah.
The new bill would get rid of that, or third-party vendors like Clear would have to pay more for their own dedicated security line at airports in California, which I don't think they're going to do.
So this is in from California?
Yeah, it's California making this big change, of course.
Sure, of course it is.
One of the politicians behind it, I know.
I'm a former resident, man.
I knew you'd understand. I knew you would.
Yeah, let's just pay for more stuff. Let's eliminate funding because it doesn't look good.
The two state senators, by the way, behind this, just in case anybody's wondering, one's a Democrat, one's a Republican.
Okay,
so, I mean, they're on both sides.
Yeah.
They say no one at the airport should have to suffer, quote, the indignity of somebody pushing you out of the way to let a rich person past you.
Really?
Yes.
Yes.
I wonder how they feel about
I'm sure they're all just rich people.
Yes.
God bless. Wait, what about painting with a broad brush?
I am by no means of the stretch of the imagination a rich person, but $189 a year.
Well,
it's not.
Look,
that doesn't sound like rich people
all
money.
The time. You travel all the time. You're gonna spend money to streamline your life.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's less than $200 a year if you fly. If you fly once or twice a year, that seems worth it to me.
I don't know. But, I don't know about that. But first of all, the lines are not. The lines around here are not dreadfully long.
Okay.
So you if you're at LAX, sure, I would imagine that those lines are pretty big. I know down in Atlanta they're huge. Miami is a train wreck.
Right.
I can think of some other big airports that I've been in where it took a long time to get through. But ultimately, it wasn't, you know, the end of the world long. Who set this system up in the first place? What government entity allowed it? Clearly, it's legal.
Oh, that's a good question.
You know, you don't get to just go to an airport and
just decide you're on the plane.
Force your way into the front of the line. They worked with people on this.
Yeah.
So what happened there? When did this thing go bad?
That's a good question. It could be an uphill battle, though. Industry groups are lining up against it and calling it government overreach. Delta, United, and other major airlines are fighting it as well because they have partnerships with Clear. They claim they might even have to raise ticket prices if this happens.
Oh, okay, well, then your long-suffering non-rich people are going to have to pay anyway.
Yeah, right? And then, yeah, so there's also TSA PreCheck, which, like we said before, is similar, and a lot of people actually apparently like it better. It costs around $80, and that's for 5 years.
5 years.
So you're weighing them out there. I'm like, well, I think I know which one I might like better. And while we're talking about destinations, Philadelphia, ever heard of it?
That's not a real place.
Yes, it is a real place. Philadelphia, because of a weird glitch, got removed last week from Instagram and Facebook.
Wow.
People noticed it wasn't their hometown anymore, and they couldn't add it back either. If you tried to add Philadelphia as your hometown or current city, your only options were things like Philadelphia, Mississippi. Or other places where there's a Philadelphia.
That cosmopolitan mecca.
Yeah, yeah. The only choice in Pennsylvania was the small town of New Philadelphia.
Oh.
Which I just learned today there was a New Philadelphia about 90 miles outside of actual Philadelphia.
Literally, I've never heard of it.
Me either.
I grew up in PA.
Yeah.
Wow.
Weird.
Well,
yeah.
You learn something new every day.
Right.
It affected businesses, too. Their address on Instagram didn't have the city anymore and just listed the street number. Philly folks immediately started blasting Mark Zuckerberg for hating on Philadelphia. Others joked the city was being renamed or repossessed by the federal government. The good news is that it looks like the issue has been resolved. You can find it now if you go look online. So if you're proud of being from Philadelphia, breathe a sigh of relief. Stop lighting that car on fire. Everything's back to normal.
It's back.
It's back. Don't worry.
I need to throw coins and batteries at to make this? Who at Meta?
Who's responsible for this? Why, Ayana? Well, if they're not on Facebook and Instagram's list, they definitely didn't make this list. There's a list out there of the 10 smartest cities in the world. Now, when they say smartest, they don't mean IQ. They mean smartest like tech.
Oh, okay.
The idea is the study that was done here is it was looked over and they said for how the infrastructure and technology available in a city impacts the city's performance and the quality of life of the people who live there. That's the very vague, generalized criteria.
Okay.
None of them are in the United States.
Didn't think so.
The smartest cities in the world, the smartest one apparently is Zurich, Switzerland. And then it's a lot of other places that kind of sound like they'd be around there. Oslo, Norway as well.
Zurich, major world finance capital.
Makes a certain amount of sense.
Yeah.
Canberra, Australia came in third.
That's interesting. I don't know much about that.
I don't either. Geneva, Switzerland came in fourth, and Singapore came in fifth. Yeah. But for this is for the first time since they started this whole list. It started in 2019. This is the first time that there's no North American city in the top 20.
Wow, interesting. I wonder how we're slipping.
Yeah, they said we're backsliding, but didn't give specific reasons as to why. The highest ranking U.S. city this year was New York City, which ranked 34th, followed by Boston at 36th, and Washington, D.C. at 50th.
And so this is just tech and infrastructure, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, how it affects the city functioning and benefits the people living there.
Okay.
They said, in a longer explanation of it, they said helps provide against the negatives that come associated with urbanization. Whatever that means, but basically it benefits you living there.
You got the list in front of you.
Yeah.
In top 10 cities, what's the biggest one?
That's a great question. I wish I knew the populations of some of these. I mean, is Singapore the biggest one?
All right. That's a very population-dense place.
I was going to say, based on population size, probably.
Because I don't know that these tech happy things scale up to the size of a New York City.
Yeah, it's a good question.
Or a Los Angeles or a Chicago.
Right.
You couldn't reach far enough. It would be much easier to do Oslo, Norway.
Yeah.
And make sure everybody has free Wi-Fi. And, you know, and the like, right?
Yeah, the next one I could find that would maybe be comparable is, I mean, and just based on being kind of a big city, London, England.
All right, there you go. That's a huge city.
That's comes in number 8.
All right, well, then that's legit. They're filled with what? They're filled with security cameras. There's cameras. You could follow people all the up and down the entire length of the city in that place.
Huh? There you go.
I wonder how interconnected it all is. Is it the Matrix?
That's a good question. Is it the Matrix? Does everybody take a red or a blue pill every day?
Yeah, maybe.
You know, whatever it is.
You take a blue pill every day, see your doctor.
That's
every day.
Every day.
Just doing. Just walking around like a rhino.
I don't even need it. I just like the feeling.
Oh, my God.
I just like how it feels when I wear my
weekend
my tight denim and I take my blue pill every day.
Blue pill.
Waistband. Please.
Distracting from that, we got patchy frost this morning for a lot of the area before 8 a.m. Otherwise, sunny with a high near 68. Yeah. Calm winds becoming southwest around 6 miles per hour in the afternoon. Mostly clear tonight with a low around 51. Tomorrow, slight chance of showers and partly sunny with a high near 71. 40 degrees at last check.
Damn it.
With the news, I'm Sean Hood for Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.